You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. I feel stuck. I want to live a better life. Where do I start? Let's get into it.
My name is Matt King, and I'm here with Glenn Fitzgerald.
Rock and roll.
And Jed Brewer.
I want to make changes to the rock and roll.
Oh. Well, then do I have a topic for you?
Nice!
You'd think we talked this out beforehand, but then you wouldn't know us very well. This question comes in at thebridgeloud@gmail.com, where you are welcome to write in your own question. It says, I feel stuck. I want to live a better life. Where do I start? Glenn, it feels like a pretty big and broad question. Where do we start off?
Well, the truth is you're not alone. Most people have a desire to live a different life, to live a better life, and a lot of us feel that way. So it's important. I think sometimes we have a tendency to look around and see other people and say, well, that person looks like they're that house looks like that guy has a really good life.
Yeah.
And it's important for us to recognize that's not exactly how that guy's life works either. We're all going through our own private hell, and we all have our struggles. And it's important to recognize that just because we look around and see somebody's got it better, that doesn't mean that their lives are actually better either, or that if you had that life, you would be happy with it.
Yeah, absolutely right. I think Glenn makes a very important point there, that there's an entire advertising industry based on the idea that you're just this one thing away from happiness.
Yep.
It might be a mutual fund, it might be a car, it might be the right kind of probiotic yogurt.
Sure, absolutely.
I think probiotic is a word they're making up, but probably. Who can know? But if you had more biotics
yes.
in your yogurt,
yeah.
you'd probably be happy.
I love biotics.
But Jen, it's almost like the fact that all this advertising keeps happening means that no one's getting that happy.
Yeah, it really is. Well, we actually know that nobody's getting that happy. It's weird that this would be true, but there are people that study these things. Their job is to study how happy is the world. And the people that do this, they say that the rating for what they call life satisfaction is about a C minus when you go around the world. It's about a 6.5 out of 10. That's not great.
No.
So what that means is actually most people are pretty dang unhappy with their lives. There's a few that feel great, but not most of them. Here's the thing that we see a lot in the work that we do in our day jobs, which is helping people make changes. You say you feel stuck, you want to make changes. That's actually a big part of what we do. A willingness to make changes is what's rare. Mm-hmm. Funny thing is, as many people as are dissatisfied, and if you're, you know, in county jail, everybody's dissatisfied. There's no one in the county jail going, I'm doing great, man.
The life satisfaction rating in Cook County Jail is far below that 6.5 mark.
Very, very low. But if you ask, if you take in a dude who's super dissatisfied, you say, okay, are you prepared to make changes? Are you ready to do something different? You know,
well, let's not be hasty.
Exactly right.
I'm working a plan here.
So the thing for you to know about yourself is to the extent that you're willing to do some things differently, A, that makes you rare as a human being and something for you to know about yourself. And B, to the extent that you're willing to make changes, your life can be different. In direct proportion to your willingness to make changes, your life can be different, can improve, you can get to a better place, and we want that for you.
That's a fantastic point. I would also tag in there, and we'll talk about this more in the episode that goes on. Willingness to make changes and motivation are kind of different things.
Yep.
A lot of people think that you would get so motivated by how miserable you are that you would just have to change things, and we're here to tell you that is not the way that happens.
Nope.
But if you start with that willingness of, I'm just willing to look at doing something different, that will lead to the motivation, that will lead to the changes, and that's going to lead to a better life. We will come back to talk a little bit more about that right here on The Bridge Loud.
I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Very deeply stained within, sinking to
My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
Feels like we're doing the same thing over and over, y'all.
The Bridge Loud is a nightmare from which Glenn is trying to awake.
Yeah.
That's right.
Also joining us, Jed Brewer.
We're like the Groundhog Day of rock.
That's right.
Yeah.
I only know the one James Joyce reference, so I can't do anything with that. But Groundhog Day is a very funny movie.
Sure, absolutely.
It's Joycean in its own way. Well, you continue to answer a question that came to the bridgeloud at gmail.com. It says, I feel stuck. I want to live a better life. Where do I start? And Glenn, I'd love to start with you in this segment. And last segment, we landed on Jed telling us about this idea of being willing to make changes and how that can have a big, maybe a bigger effect than anything. How do we get that and how do we develop that?
Well, for me, when I think about making a change, it's always about starting small and not despising that small beginning. And
Did you just make that phrase up?
I did.
It's pretty good.
Made that up right out of my head. Our day job involves a Christian ministry, as you pointed out, where we're helping people make changes, and that's one of the biblical things we share with them. Don't despise a small change. The idea is those small changes kind of give us a sense of momentum that can carry us through to bigger things. I remember seeing Ed Begley Jr., the actor. He's a big guy in the environmental stuff, cleaner air and all that kind of stuff. And he has a house where he's just, it's all rigged and it's all green and everything. But people said, you know, I can't afford that. I can't do that. He's like, no. Just get a recycling bin. That's it. Just get a recycling bin. You do that, then you do a rain barrel, collect your rainwater, you save money. You know, then you get one solar panel. It's fine. You're just cutting down on your bills. You're paying less money. Life is good. You just accumulate over time. But I think that's the right way for us to look at making any change in life.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. I think Glenn makes a fantastic point there about, instead of maybe people having the wrong idea of, I got to start with the biggest thing, and then I'll spend that momentum into changing smaller things. In the same way, Jed, I wonder if people don't have an idea of, I will try to start changing everything, and then kind of whatever I get the most traction on, I'll keep changing that. But that may be a mistake as well.
No doubt about it. The people that study these things, and there's a lot of people that study how to change, because a lot of people are motivated to see that work. What they all say is one change at a time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If you wake up tomorrow and you say, I hate my life, I hate my job, I hate my looks, I hate my relationships, I hate everything, do not try and change all of those things in one go. That's a mistake. It won't work. What the people study these things say is make one change at a time and take it one step at a time. Whatever you're trying to change. You know, a lot of people, they want to lose weight. And for some people, maybe that's something that medically would be helpful. There's a way to do that. It starts with a first step. We don't jump. What's a bad idea is going to the gym and trying to put up 300 pounds on the bench press and then run 10 miles. That will not work. You will be in the hospital. But we can make one change. We can make we can take the first step on that journey, make that one change, and then tomorrow we can take the second step on that journey. We put all those steps in front of each other, and that will lead to a lasting and significant change.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that, and that really does go back to what Glenn is saying about not despising something small. I think, as Jed's pointing out there, when we are just generally no one is really actually generally unhappy. There are things with which you're unhappy. So even making a small change, the equivalent of just getting the recycling barrel, that's a change. You make it, you see a little difference. Now you got a little more happiness, now you get a little more energy, you can roll the next thing. That's exactly what we want for you, and we'll be back to talk a little bit more about that right here on The Bridge Loud.
For God so loved the world, He gave His only Son.
We're back here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
You can't change the rock, man.
Wow, that was deep. Also, yeah. Jed Brewer.
Can you change the role?
Definitely not.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind then.
I thought the role was going to be more flexible.
I really did, too.
Rock and roll is forever, man.
Okay. It's good. It's good.
The vast majority of people have been in rock bands would disagree with you vehemently on that point. That's why we're not playing any Striper on the station, because the rock does, in fact, change.
Indeed.
That's right. But we are continuing to answer a question about change. It came to thebridgeloud@gmail.com, where you are more than welcome to write in a question if you have one. This one says, I feel stuck. I want to live a better life. Where do I start? So, Glenn, we've talked about the attitudes that we need to have. We've talked about the willingness to be open to change. Now let's talk about doing something about that. Let's say somebody says, okay, I'm willing to start changing. What now?
Well, I think the important thing is to look at that, you know, you've got a bunch of different changes you want to make. Or maybe it's one or two really big ones that you sort of need to break down into four or five different components of that or what have you. The important thing is to look at, can I make one change that will give me momentum that makes the next change easier, and then stack that next change behind that, and now it becomes easier and easier and easier. When we're helping people in our ministry, we're at the county jail and we're talking to somebody, that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking, what's the first domino that's going to make the next domino easier and easier? So oftentimes that's something that you're kind of stuck on. That's something that you're actually trying to work around and not deal with. And you have sort of an avoidance thing with it. If you find a way to take that on, suddenly everything else looks so much easier.
Absolutely right. And Jed, I think Glenn makes a fantastic point about you have to begin at the beginning. But I think there might also be some good perspective in looking at where we want this to end up, right?
Sure, absolutely, absolutely. Where we want to end up is a better life, or at the very least a less painful life. So if you're not sure, as Glenn put it, what that first domino is, a way that we can begin to answer that is to ask this. Of all the things that are driving me crazy, what drives me crazy the most often? What's the thing that comes up? Because I got a lot of stuff that's driving me crazy, but what's the thing that comes up the most? Well, let's look at that.
Right.
What's the very first step on that thing? So, for example, suppose in your life the thing that comes up the most, because you got a lot of stuff bothering you, but the thing that comes up the most is I never have any money. I'm always broke. I can't afford anything. It's always a problem. Okay. Well, we say, well, how are we doing on the job stuff? Okay, well, I've been out of work for a while. Well, the first step is not get a job and get a paycheck. The first step might be calling around just to see who's hiring. We can do that today, or if it's 3 in the morning when you're listening to this, we can do that tomorrow. We can get up, we can make that very, very first step. If we hear somebody say, well, actually, you know, we're hiring, you know, why don't you come by? As Glenn's saying, now we have some momentum.
That's right.
Now we have a sense of, okay, well, maybe there's a way forward here, maybe there's a thing I can do. We start to get excited, we start to move forward, we start to make more changes. It's all beautiful.
Absolutely right. I think that is a very smart strategy. I think there's a way people misapply that, which is to go back to what Glenn was saying in a previous segment, to say, I am unhappy either generally or in this specific way, and to look at someone who they assume has a life that's taken care of in that way, and then say, well, the goal is to get to being that person as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
That's not really it, as we're pointing out here. It's making small, sustainable, lasting changes that will get you on the road to being your version of happy in this thing as opposed to trying to imitate somebody else. That's what we want for you. We'll be back with one more segment right here on The Bridge Loud.
To feel
is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
Welcome back to The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and once again, I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
Same old rock and roll.
And Jed Brewer.
I prefer the new improved rock and roll, personally.
Not me.
You are wrong. Your aesthetic preferences are wrong.
Wow.
Welcome to the world of music. We continue to answer a question about whether or not new is bad or not. It came into thebridgeloud@gmail.com. It says, I feel stuck. I want to live a better life. Where do I start? And Glenn, we've talked about kind of our perspective on this coming from working with folks who are extra motivated to make a change. Maybe yeah. they may have had the state of Illinois inform right. them that they need to make some changes.
Yeah.
So from your years of working with folks behind bars, folks in addiction, folks in gangs, what have you learned about helping someone change?
Well, I think there's a tendency to focus on ambition. If I'm very ambitious, I'm bound to make a lot of changes in my life. Well, the truth is sometimes you can do that. Ambition can drive you in certain ways, and you can make certain changes. But that's not actually a recipe for a happy life or a contented life. You might lose your family by trying to get that promotion. You might end up compromising on your values in order to make a little bit more money, those kinds of things. You will gain a small gain through ambition and lose something much, much worse. I mean, in our day job, we would say, what does it profit a man if he gains a whole world but he loses his soul? So I think looking at contentment first, and then using that to drive the changes we want to make rather than make a change so I can get to a place where hopefully I'm contented.
That's a fantastic point. Jed, love you if you'd unpack that just a little bit more of the time we have left. Let's look at that idea of contentment and how that relates to happiness and how that's a good goal.
It's a great question. You can't be happy if you don't have anybody to share your life with. You can't be content if you don't have anybody to share your life with. You think about a dude that's a billionaire, but he's alone and he has no friends. He doesn't have a lady. He doesn't have any, you know, relationships left. He's not happy. He's not contented. There's no way for him to be. You have to have somebody to share your life with. Well, the thing that we have found is that being able to share our lives with God is actually the thing that can allow us to have real contentment and real happiness. The thing, as Glenn's saying, about constant ambition, like everything's got to improve all the time, is we never get around to sharing our life. Whether it's with God or with other people, that just never happens because it's just trying to get better and better. What a balanced life and a truly happy and contented life boils down to is a life that is improving, and it's improving at a steady clip, but where we're stopping and smelling the roses, we're stopping and having fun, we're enjoying it, and we're sharing it. We're sharing it with the people we love, and we'd encourage you that God should be one of the people that you're sharing that life with, you're celebrating the victories with, you're mourning the losses with, but that it's a journey that you're going on with others and with God as a part of it. We found our own life. That's the path to happiness. That's the path to contentment, and that's what we want for you.
That's absolutely right. We'll see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you. God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.